Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Sarah Meehan, a reporter for the Baltimore Business Journal. Sarah, you've been covering the interesting situation involving the Hilton Baltimore, the city's hotel. Tell us where we are there and what the prospects are for sort of getting out of what looks like a bit of red ink there.
Back in February, the city revealed that the Hilton was basically tapping into the tax revenue that it generates from each room to cover its debt payments. The city was financed with $301 million in bonds, and it was supposed to use its own revenue to cover those payments, but that wasn't enough, so it's been dipping into its occupancy tax. And the big concern was that the hotel would have to use other occupancy tax from other hotels in the city to cover its debt payments as well. So since February, the city commissioned a report on the Hilton's finances, and it came back that the hotel ultimately shouldn't have to rely on tax from other hotels or its own in about a decade. So this year alone, the hotel is going to draw about $2.8 million from the occupancy tax that it generates to go towards its debt payments. But each year following this year, it should be less and less. And going forward in about a decade, like I said, it shouldn't have to rely on its tax revenue at all to cover its debt.
Has the hotel been hurt by the recession? Everything has been, so you would think that maybe that was part of their problem.
Sure, yeah, and that's what a lot of city officials and hotel officials blame it on, actually. The fact that they're so far in the red, they say that had there not been a recession, they wouldn't be so poorly off.
There were people on the council that said we ought to be really wary of this. Tell us what they said.
Carl Stokes was one of the big opponents of it. Kiefer Mitchell, back when he was on the council as well, they were very against it, saying that the hotel or the city shouldn't be in the business of owning a hotel and operating a hotel because it's not what they do. It should be left to the private sector. So they were very skeptical, and as they should be. I mean, it's other city-owned hotels in other cities. It hasn't panned out very well for most of them. A lot of them have trouble getting out of debt. Some of them have foreclosed. So, yeah, it's a very tough situation for the city to be in, especially now that their debt has really piled up.
Well, they decided not to immediately get out of the hotel business, as I gather some people are suggesting they might do. So this suggests that the administration, Mayor Rawlings Blake, thinks that the study that recently has been done is encouraging enough that they ought to hang tight and hope for the best.
That's right. The city finance director, Harry Black, basically said that the hotel is at a point where its finances are manageable. They're not in a good place, but they're not in enough of a bad place that they would really want to dump it at this point. So they said that they would, if they were to sell it now, they would really sell it at a big loss. So they don't have any plans to do that for the foreseeable future. But, they said it's off the table for now. But, who knows, 10 years down the road, if this thing isn't turning a profit, that certainly could be an option again.
Well, I'm sure it's something we'll get back to, Sarah. Thanks a lot for speaking with us today.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
For Sarah Meehan, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.